JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Foster Care Week being observed from February 11 to 17, and later our Reggae Month Did You Know feature, we're going Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5581 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.
The Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, is spearheading activities this week in observance of National Foster Care Week, February 11 to 17. The period, being observed under the theme, Inspire Hope, Foster a Child, is used to raise awareness about opportunities to provide a loving home environment to the several hundred children living under the care of the state. Public Relations and Communications Manager at the CPFSA, Rochelle Dixon, says the engagement with interested families will form a key part of Foster Care Week activities.
We're doing parish services, but we're having a national church service, which will be held on Saturday the 17th at the Palmer's Cross, Seventh-day Adventist Church, and we're starting at 11. The other activities we're doing is more promotional driven. So we're having booth setups at our libraries, post office, tax offices. Also, there are some communities that we maybe would have gone there for another intervention and realized that persons who are there are interested in the foster care program. So we're going to those communities in the western region, the southern region, the southeastern region.
The agency will also be vetting some foster parents who have opened their doors to scores of children over the years. Currently, more than 800 parents and 700 families are involved in the National Foster Care Program, but there is always room for hundreds more. Ms. Dixon is encouraging interested individuals to apply and begin the screening process. For more information on how to become a foster parent or about Foster Care Week activities, call the CPFSA at 948-28-4122, follow them on social media, or visit any of the CPFSA offices island-wide.
Vision 2030 depends on your integrity and honesty to work. So play your part today.
Learn more at vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-446-324. It's now time for our Reggae Month Did You Know feature. Born Horace Swaybe in 1954, this roots reggae and dub master produced early tracks such as East River Nile and Red Sea. He also played keyboard for Mikey Chung's Now Generation band and popularized the use of the melodica or blow organ. Do you know who it is? Hold your answer till we return.
This is Principal Hazel Morgan. Through the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, my students now enjoy the comfort of flushable toilets at school.
My name is Peter Angus. I am a honey and farmer. JASIF helped me get more from my crops.
I'm Valerie Jones, and JASIF has helped me turn my bed and breakfast dream into a successful enterprise.
And my name is Ricardo Spencer, and JASIF built my new classroom.
For 20 years, JASIF, with the help of its local and international partners, has been creating opportunities and investing in Jamaica. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, investing for community development. The answer to today's Reggae Month trivia question is Augustus Pablo. Look out for more fun facts about our local music stalwarts for the month of February. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.